little different look from up here. So this morning I come before you as a call the Holy Spirit has put upon me to speak to you guys as fellow believers and Christians in this walk that's taken a hard turn for Yvonne and I, and it's been truly a struggle in our lives. For the people that don't know, I'm going to have Noah put up a couple pictures of our daughter Sarah. Who's no longer with us. I don't apologize for my emotions, by the way. Sarah was 17 when she passed from this earth to the next. Sarah loved to read and write. She was my youngest daughter, so I guess I made her my baby. I wouldn't call her a baby, but that's what she was. Sarah loved to hunt with me. She wasn't that big of a hunter, but she loved to hunt. And I would always ask her, I said, Sarah, are you seeing anything? No, Dad, I'm not. Well, I said, you got to quit reading your book or writing. Well, she goes, it's not prime time yet. I said, okay. And then she would always, in detail, tell me about how her evening went, the little red squirrel or the little chipmunk. And you know, it's just hard not having Sarah on this earth. The Lord is showing me things that I guess I didn't realize were more important than what I'm doing now. Chasing the almighty dollar. What, you know, trying to keep up with things around. And I guess I just am here. What the Lord has laid on my heart this morning is to talk about what faith means, something I didn't know nothing about, or I thought I did, but I don't. You'll have to bear with me. Hunter and Michaela are here this morning. Other friends are here this morning, and they know me. I get a little scattered at times, so if this seems a little scattered, forgive me. I'm going to read in Hebrews 11, which we all know, but before that, the other reason I'm up here, I don't dream about Sarah. I think about her every day, obviously. I was driving home one day and I was having a rough day, and I guess this is what prompted me to speak to you guys this morning. It was loud and clear, and for Renee and Rachel and Brooke, the ones that knew her best, knew she was an intense girl. She loved life. Her mind was her strongest asset. And she would get real serious. And this was the real serious voice that Sarah told me this. She said, Dad,
Why
where I am, it's worth fighting for. So, we take this life real serious, right? And I'm going to talk a little bit about faith, and then I'm going to talk about the legacy we're leaving as faith. What it means to have faith and the legacy, because we're only going to be here for not very much longer. I got news for y'all. That is on God's time. If you do the math, I'll get into that a little later, but I'm just going to read 2 Corinthians 5:7. It says, "For if we walk by sight and not by faith," I'm sorry, "if we live by faith and not by sight, why is everyone living by sight these days? Why is no one walking by faith?" I'm telling you, this is pretty deep, guys. I'm going to read, for a little background, I'm going to read Hebrews 11, starting at verse 1. I'm not like the pastor. If you want to hear a good Bible-believing sermon, come next Sunday. It says, "Now faith," Hebrews 11, 1, "Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible." That's deep stuff, guys. I mean, you got to, don't take my word for it. Go home and read them three verses when you get home. It says, "By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain did. By faith, he was commended as a righteous man when God spoke well of his offerings. And by faith, he still speaks even though he is dead." Talks about Enoch in the next verse. And then it says in verse 6, "And without faith, it is impossible to please God." Got that? Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Let's think about Noah. "By faith, Noah, when warned about things not yet seen in holy fear, built an ark to save his family." You read in that scripture, no big deal. We're talking about 100 years here. None of us are going to live that. Well, my buddy Dale might. He's got good history for a long life. But 100 years. Legacy. "By faith, he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith." By faith, Abraham, when he called to go to a place he would later receive as inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. "By faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him at the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God." I'm going to talk about heaven a little later. It's unreal. That place where we all want to go. It's unbelievable. And that's from a human perspective. That's not from a spiritual standpoint. "By faith, Abraham, even though he was past age and Sarah herself was barren, was enabled to become a father because he considered him faithful who had made the promise. And so from this one man, and he as good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the skies, as the stars in the sky, and as countless as the sand on the seashore." He'd have made a good Amishman, by the way. I had to say that. I just thought of that. "All these people were still living in faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth." Are we aliens and strangers? Not so much. We want to fit in, right? We want to get, you know. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. Pretty cool, huh? So we're going to look at the struggle, how we live on this earth. And the other night, I was laying in bed, and I didn't sleep for a really long time. And I guess the Holy Spirit put it upon me to edify you people in a personal way. It's pretty tough for me to do here this morning, but I'm going to do it. We all have a story to tell. We've all been through the fire. Some of us feels worse than others, but we all have a story to tell. And as we talk about what our legacy of faith is going to be, what do we want it to be? I look at John and Tammy. I look at Bruce and Tamara. We didn't bargain for this. I look at Cece. It's tough stuff. Others have lost. I don't know everyone in here, so don't feel like you're on the outs. But I look at people that are in church. Church doesn't have, forget church. I look at people that are living their life that want to leave a legacy to their kids and show that I'm going to serve God. I'm going to speak his name. I'm going to move to the next step of life. Thanks, Bruce and Tamara. Thanks, John and Tammy, for helping us walk through it. Bud and Linda, you're dealing with your own mortality, Bud, a lot more than the rest of us are, right? You're even a funeral director. You should have this figured out. But you're faithful. Keep speaking his name. You stand on a big platform, right? You're there too, Linda. You help him with that. Big platform. To the pastor, Dan and Marilyn. The words that come out of this pulpit every week, you'd pay lots of money to go hear it in a seminary. I guess we pay you a lot of money, right? Anyway, but to Marilyn, you guys, you know, you're faithful in what the Lord wants you to do. Keep it up. Speak his name. Mark, Anita, you guys are in leadership. Look at this mess you got to deal with here. You know, we're not the greatest looking people. John and Tammy, sorry, you guys are in the elder board as well. I compliment you guys for coming out and being leaders and standing for what you believe, and more importantly, speaking the name and the truth that's in this book. Kudos to you guys. Roger and Sandy. Where are you guys at? There you are. Kind of jealous of you guys. Got all them kids there today from college. You're putting crowns down for the next life. You're investing in them kids. Jason and Summer, you guys are with them. Pretty awesome. You're investing in other people's times. Keep it up. Pretty awesome. Dwight and Linda. I don't want this sermon to be political, but since you guys are in government, you know, I have to. I mean, can't drive by your place. I mean, I don't know who you're voting for unless I drive by your place, you know? Anyway, but you guys, in your dealings with your grandson, you guys are leaving a legacy of what's important, right? I love how you speak the word, Pat. He's not in here right now, I don't think. He was here earlier. I love the way you speak his name. Roger and Sharon. You guys are building crowns for the next life. How cool is that? Pretty awesome. Jonathan, your help. It's a legacy you want to leave. You guys tell a story about Sharon. She came up to me a month ago. And she said she has Sarah's obituary right beside her. She's not a hoarder like that. And it just, stuff means a lot to us. Sarah, you affected a lot of lives. You really did. I'm sure you can see it. That's what I'm going with. Gail. Dale. You wrote an incredible letter to us and how it's impacted your life, Gail. It's amazing. Keep reading the word, right? It's what it's about. Tim and Kathy, you guys are at church a lot. You got a legacy to leave to your kids. How cool is that? Pretty awesome. For the record, Kathy's going to kill a big buck this year. I feel it. How's that? The other Gail, is she here? Faithful. That's the word I describe her as, faithful. Nick, Sandy, guy's been through a lot. You're faithful, Nick. You're back there. Back there every Sunday. Pretty cool. Dave and Kathy. Wow. You and I are a lot alike. We're emotional. Keep speaking the word. Look at the platform you get to stand on, Dave, and that selling groceries, man. Everybody needs them. You're seeing all the people. They're all coming to you, man. I saw you down there, Employee of the Month, once. Must have did something right. Roger, Liz, don't know you that well. I know you're in the medical field, Liz. Stand on a big platform to speak his name. Big deal. Real big deal. Miles and Lois, you're in the parking lot. You've had a tough go of things. You told me something the other day, Lois. It has to do with faith. It says, worry stops when faith begins. That's a tough one for all of us. I mean, we're humans. Come on, guys. Let's not get confused here. Glenn and Heather. Raising teens in a tough environment. I pray for Brooke Daly. You guys serve this church well. Well. One's going off and one's coming on. No love at home. No, just kidding. Dan and Sharon, more government. You know, you've served this country, Dan, doing that. Sharon, you guys taking care of your folks at home. It's a big deal. That's hard work. But you're passing on a legacy, whether it's from you guys to your kids or just appreciating what your parents have done for you. Pretty cool. Really cool. Nancy, I see you. Prayer warrior is what I would call you. Just always praying. I love that. God bless you for that. Lady sitting beside you, Carla, pretty awesome. Thanks for all the cards you sent us. It means a lot. It's awesome when people care. Just the way we are. When people care, that's pretty awesome. Can't remember your names, Roxanne, and yeah. You guys been here a long time. Don't know you that well, but I see you doing the Samaritan's boxes. You know, a couple years ago, it's being faithful. It's a big deal. I'm missing some of you because I don't know all of you. The Merits, you guys putting time, investing in kids, it's invaluable. Mark and Tracy, is it? Tracy? Yeah. Guys here on Sunday, you got children, you know, you're putting, you're being faithful to the call. Dave and Billy. Every Sunday, man. Probably the best guitar player in Allegheny County in worship. I'll give you that. Yeah, I'll give you that. Thanks for what you do, man. It's unappreciated. That goes for all the worship team. Tammy, Summer, singers, Renee this morning. How about that drummer? He looks bored, but he's up there. Faithful, Brian. You know what I'm saying? Big deal. James and Clara. Stepped out of your shell. Big time. Probably more than anyone else here. You chose to follow Christ. You know, be faithful. It's a big responsibility you have. I got to talk about my neighbors, Daryl and Linda. Man, you guys have been there when we needed you. Thanks. My good friend Dale and Trish are here this morning. They love the Lord. I've heard Trish pray many times, Lord, come quickly, but still ain't here. But we're waiting on him, Trish. How about it, Dale? We've got to experience a few Rocky Mountain highs, haven't we? And Steuben County highs, I guess you'd call it. I don't know. We like to hunt, for the record. Thanks for being a friend, man. You guys probably thought I missed you, didn't you, Corey? Ah, I got one more, sorry. Christine, sorry, I almost missed you. Thanks for that smile and coming up and giving me a hug. That means a lot. Thank you. Bruce, Sally, I almost missed you. Man, Sally, you're the best in the kitchen. You're the best. I mean, let's give her a hand. I know we're going on fasting, but we got to eat too. So, you know, thanks for what you do, Bruce. You led in this church. You're the man at the back door keeping the place safe. Thanks for that. Pretty awesome. I see you stepped in, Gail. I spoke earlier of you. You're a faithful woman. Thank you for that. Thanks for passing that on. It's awesome. So I don't see. Yeah, I see Shanna. I'm going to talk to Corey Amanda. I'm going to talk to Joel and Ari. I'm going to talk to Jonathan and Shanna. I'm going to talk to anyone else that has kids. That'd be James and Clara. Who? Jason and Summer. You know what you guys have? You got freaking gold sitting beside you. The only thing you can possibly take with you in this life to the next. Tough times. Tough times to be raising kids. But it was tough back in the day too, wasn't it? Dwight and Linda and Roger and Sandy. It's always tough raising kids. I'm telling you, it's what we can take with us. Legacy. What's it mean? What's it mean to you guys to have a legacy? To be these kids that you're teaching, or what it's about. All created in the image of God. If I'd have been God, I'd have done it different. But since I ain't, it is tough to teach these kids to follow in the ways of Christ because they're bombarded with everything around them. I taught my kids, Hunter knows this, life's not fair. Be aware of your surroundings. And I can't believe I taught him this one. The party's not here. It's the three things I taught my kid. Now I gotta live it. You know, I was supposed to be dead before any of my kids were there, so I wouldn't have to explain that to them. By the way, Rachel's in Alaska this morning. I'm waving to the camera. She said she was going to get up at 7 a.m. That's a little early for Rachel. You guys, as I talk to the young people, some of us got grandkids. I don't have any yet, but you know what? You can pass that on. You got to. You don't have a choice. If what we're talking about, if the faith of what we're talking about is the evidence of things not seen, and we believe in a heaven, and we believe in that, we got to teach our kids. We cannot save our kids. We've got to teach our kids, right? That's what we got to do. I forgot someone. It's the college kids. You guys don't need to be here this morning. You got your whole life in front of you. What are you even doing here? You know? But no, you're making a decision to follow the plan of God. It's worth it. I'm telling you. It is. There is nothing out there that's better. I'm here to tell you. You can search and look and you can even get a degree in it, and it's still not going to make it better. Kudos to you guys for standing out. It's not easy for you guys to come here today, but you've chosen to come here. That's cool. I mean, I'm not hip or anything, but that's cool. To my kids, Emily and Tim, we didn't bargain for this. Same thing, Rachel. Called Rachel yesterday and she goes, Dad, I can't believe you called me. She said, I'm doing a hike that our family did just 5 days before Sarah passed. And she said, that's the first time I've hiked it. And she said, I can't believe you called. I just had a bad, you know, I just had a moment, she called it. It's hard. It is hard to walk through this life without seeing what we can see on the other side. I'm telling you guys, if we could see what's on the other side, we wouldn't even have to come to church. The pastor, we could put the pastor out of a job. It's that great. To Hunter and Michaela, Hunter, you lost your best friend. That's bad luck. That's all I can attribute it to. You found a pretty good friend there, I'll give you. We didn't bargain for this. What's your legacy going to be? You know, history states that your grandchildren ain't going to even know who you were. I mean, they might know I was a pig farmer and was a hunter, kind of. But you know what? They probably don't even want my guns when I'm done or whatever. Antiques, Yvonne's Antiques. I don't know. And to Yvonne, you know, I don't know. We struggle through it. It's a tough deal. Yvonne does her devotions every morning in Sarah's room, and sometimes I walk by and just hear the sob, and you guys know what I'm talking about. Bruce and Tamara and John and Tammy, it's just, you know, you tell us as it goes further, it gets easier, but right now it's not so easy. We want to leave a legacy, right, Yvonne? That's what we're trying to do. Pretty bad at it sometimes, Hunter. I was hoping maybe you wouldn't come. That way I'd look a little better and could get away with it. you know, Yvonne, our human side wants Sarah back, but our spiritual side doesn't. She is with the Son of God in the presence of her Savior. That's pretty serious stuff, guys. I'm going to talk about what his commandments are for us in this faith walk. Someone help me out. What are the three greatest commandments our Lord spoke of? You can spit it out, or I'll just tell you. I have them listed as 3, 2, 1. Love your neighbor. I don't know what your neighbor means. There's some neighbors I don't like, for the record. I think it means this. I think in the context, I think God says, hey, if you haven't done something for your neighbor, and I'm going to say, if you haven't done something for your neighbor in the last 6 months, you're probably not going to. So that's not good, right? Do something for your neighbor. In the same breath, the people that are sitting in here have shown us, Yvonne and I, great amounts of love, which is pretty awesome. Do something for your neighbor. What I have down as the second commandment is the Great Commission. And I hear it all the time. They say, hey, I can't speak the name of Jesus very well. Well, I don't think we have an option. I think our job is to tell people about the saving love of Jesus. And I think the most underutilized thing in this group is the Holy Spirit. Because I don't think when the Holy Spirit falls upon you, things come out of your mouth that normally don't. In a good way, in a commandment way of telling people about the Scripture. Understand the Great Commission. It doesn't say, tell them about Jesus, and oh, by the way, make sure you judge him in the process. No, it doesn't say that. It says tell them, because the judge will take care of that part, right? The big one, we all know it. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Do we understand who we're serving? We're serving a God who is the giver of all breath. Think about that for a little bit. The giver of all breath. The maker of all. When's the last time you laid on your back and looked up into the heavens on a moonlit night? You know, that's a lot of work to get done. No, he spoke it into being. That's the God that we're putting our faith and trust in. You want to hear a cool testimony when you go home this afternoon? Look up the Rochester family. He knows my name, and listen to the testimony. If you don't get goosebumps from that, I can't help you. It's the same God that made the earth. It's the same God that made the heaven. And sorry for all the sniffling. It's just running through me. What does heaven look like to you guys? You ain't going to believe this. The last time I spoke was in 2011, and I spoke on hell. I don't know. I don't know what I'm thinking about that. But anyway, what does heaven look like? Streets of gold, mansions, right? That's what we've been taught in Sunday school. Beauty without measure, renewed minds, no pain, rest. That's awesome, huh? Eternal, no boredom. Fill in the blanks. The part for me that is the hardest in Sarah's passing, and the questions why I ask why, I don't think they're going to matter in the end. I think when we, that's how great what is in store for us. It's that good. I mean, imagine if someone on the news today said that the maker of heaven and earth is coming back for us. Wouldn't we respond to that? Or we just keep wearing our freaking masks? Sorry, I wasn't going to go there. No, but seriously, imagine if someone told you that you could have eternal life and live in a mansion on streets of gold. You're telling me that you wouldn't pay attention to that. No, because we're humans and we're pretty weak-minded and we can't figure it out. And we don't know what faith is, and we know what it is. We know there's a God in heaven, and we're going to go there when we die. And I don't know. I'm thinking we should err on the side of caution. We should be safe and start living for the God that He wants us to be. He's created us in His image, guys. He's created us in His image. He wants us to be more like Him. And He's created us to worship Him. You know, you get to do that every Sunday, Dave. That's awesome. We do too. But it just, to me, we need to take a step back, take a look around. And I'm with the pastor on having the media and this and that. Let's look to this, guys. Let's look to faith. Let's look to faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. It's a tough one. It's what Yvonne and I are going to go with. Okay? I challenge you guys to do that as well. As we go through this, Yvonne, I think we heal a little more each day, but probably won't completely heal until we're home. I'm good with that, I guess. Hard from a human perspective. So our job is to tell people about the saving love of Jesus. Go with the Holy Spirit and have lots of faith along the way. Thanks for all your love and support to us, guys. We don't do this very often at Wellsville Bible. We don't have many altar calls, and it's up to you guys what you want to do, but if you want to stay in your seats, if you want to come up and kneel, I think the Lord loves that when we kneel before Him. We've been on our knees a lot, Yvonne and I have. If you want to come front, I'm going to play a song, Sarah, that we used to listen to all the time. It's called The Shepherd's Call. And after that, we're just going to hear a song about heaven. It says, Sometimes I Wonder. I love you, Sarah. Thanks for your impact on this earth, and thanks for the impact that you'll have on people's lives as we try to figure out life down here. If you want to come and kneel, you can. If you want to stay at your seats until it's over, the second song, after the second song's over, you guys are dismissed. Thanks.